Good afternoon, Hopkins. This is Dr. Ed Harris from San Jose State. It's my privilege to be here to make some comments on your festival participation. All right, I think we're ready to start. Break into harmony parts, come up one dynamic. A little bit more on the 4/16. Dee da dee da da. Put a little tenuto over the first 16th notes. I think first can play out a little bit more here. Lots of vibrato. Dee dee. Give a little accent to the syncopation there. Yeah, nice job for fans. Now bring out the smaller moving notes to 30 seconds, a little bit more. Statement. At 13, when you break into harmony, I need to hear all the parts. Dee dee. You have a harmonized triad there. So play it out a little bit more. Any kind of a moving line, anyone? There's a cello. When you have a dissimilar line, try to emphasize that just a little bit more. Yeah, really nice job with the dynamics. Transition, very musical. You know, you may also want to consider moving the string basses all the way across the back. I think that also gives the rest of the orchestra a little bit of opportunity to hear the bass line in a string orchestra situation where you're not using winds. You don't have to be over behind the cello. The picture. So earlier at 16th notes, here you have 32nd notes. Ba-da-dee-da-dee. Again, just hold on the first one a little bit, give it a little style. Lots of vibrato here. I think a cello can play up one full dynamic, bass one full dynamic. We have enough violins that you're not going to cover them. Beautiful diminuendo. Yeah, make as much you can of this ebb and flow of the music. Coming up, going back, coming up, going back. Push into the A just a little bit more. You're backing away a little bit on the E. And you know, for a wide skip, try to bring out the note just before the wide skip. That will also bridge that gap. Bring out the eighth note just a little bit more, the cello and the bass. Yeah, it just seemed like you weren't sure how fast you want to play those. So just regular 16ths. So what I'd be going is going 1, 2, 3, and a 4, and a 1. So I'd think the fastest moving rhythm one beat before I have to play it. Yeah, I'd come down even more. Dewey. A little bit of an accent on that. First of the quintuplet. Nice job. Don't want to come up too much here. Yeah, so implicit in the beginning of the last few minutes. So don't give too much energy to the fourth beat of measure 58. Should be calming, almost falling asleep. Good, very musical, good sense of pitch, good sense of balance. Again, if you have musical figures that are moving against a longer note, I'll bring out the moving notes just a little bit more. Looks like we had some reseeding. Okay. Great opening. Together, da 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 da. So I would think the fastest moving rhythm all the way through here, 16th note, just so that I'm right on the button where the 16ths come in. Yeah, very musical. Good job. Give the first of the 16ths a little bit of an accent. Dee da da. come up even more. Yeah, I think we're a little short of the forte. We'll start a little bit softer here. Build each beat one dynamic full color. Great job. First of all, we want to match the style. It's established in the violas. Ba 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 ba. So they were all a little bit more detached. You were quite a bit more legato going into 43. Good job. Violas. Transitions. Yes, needs to come up here just a little bit more. Charlie, up one dynamic, you have the primary melody here. A little bit less violin. Very nice tapered phrase endings. Good job. A nice job of the concertmaster. Because you have four different things, one, two, five different things going on here, it's really important we prioritize them in terms of which you want us to hear the most of, next most, the second, the least important, and then the least important. So if melody, it looks like melody, a counter melody, or maybe it could be a melody, counter melody, then a 16th note obbligato, an 8th note obbligato, and then harmony. Nice job, cello and bass. Don't let the slurred material rush. Good job.
Great job on the diminuendo. These are accented, just a little more, little separation. Bum, bum, bum. Needs to be a little more pensive.
Like a heartbeat.
Don't be late after they don't rest. A little bit of separation from quarter note, da 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 da, so we get the more the dance feel. Some synchronization problems with cello and basses here.
The inverted pyramid, need to hear all the dotted quarters on it. A new chord voice coming in on every beat.
Terrific job, really nice. Some fine playing. Separation between the accent material. Bum, 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 bum. Yeah, a little more Americano, not just style change. Yeah, pretty nice job. Excellent. Fine playing. Good detail. Good attention to transitions, really dynamic playing. I'm very impressed with what I'm hearing. You've got a good sense of style. The intonation is very focused, very, very stable. I'm hearing lots of good, strong individual playing. Great teaching going on here. And program every time I hear it, it gets better and bigger and better and bigger. So keep up the really excellent work. Great job. You truly deserve to be here. And I know the audience is very appreciative of the fine work that you've done.